start, it's gotta be the coming week. Bezus Hashem, I have a chasna from a Talmud. It's coming Monday night. So we're gonna change the vad from Monday night to Tuesday night. I tried to check it, but I think we could make it in the same place, Bezus Hashem. In the coming week, it's gonna be Tuesday, same place over here instead of Monday. So tonight, Bezus Hashem, we want to try to mevar. Balance the Gabi the Sugi of Pnimius and Chitzonius. Pnimius and Chitzonius, balancing living in the Olam of Pnimi and at the same time giving the proper Chashivas and almost giving equal Chashivas to the Olam of Chitzoni. The Hainu lets me misakim a little bit, didn't you, from Pnimius? Can move on. The Sugi of Pnimius is the Sugi of Roch of Adamoid. We're just going to misakim. Bring your name, just to taste it a little bit, to talk about the balance, Shaboy. Pnimius, Be'etzim, is the Shlemus of any Yid. Pnimius is the true Tzura of Kiyum Torah Mitzvahs, Vol Avoida. The Chavis Lavavis, the Kasefer Chavis Lavavis, is to open up and place the proper emphasis, the centrality on Avoida Pnimius. What's Pnimius Bekitzer? The first chelik is that a person has, every human being, every yid, he has a guf. The chelik of the guf that's exposed. His evorim, his maisim, his diburim. And there's the chelik that's totally not nikar in the bechutz. Beikar his lev, his thoughts, his machshava, his seichel, his machshava. And obviously the neshama and the nefesh of the person are totally b'chlal, not exposed, not apparent. So although what takes up the most room and makes the most commotion and makes the most action is the chelek anir leinayim, is the maisim and the diburim of the person. But before b'kol mokum b'torah, at the ikar rachmona libaboy, the Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want, not doesn't want b'chlal, but he doesn't want be'ikar, the Maisim, he wants Rachman Ali Bavoy. When you put on tefillin, you could put on tefillin and this is Hanoshim Lamada. You could b'chlal not be present in your heart and mind. When you daven, Maisim Chol Yoyim, people are davening and b'chlal, they're not being mechavin to what they're saying. There's no difference. They have no idea who they're talking to, thinking about who they're talking to. They're just saying words, brachas. Rachman Ali Bavoy. Chavis Lavavis in one place gives a gavalga mashal to this. He says, mashal ma'adav redoyim is somebody who invited over a chash of a guest. Let's say a person's parents are coming. Talking about the person's a rich person. He has a big house, palace, the servants, and his parents come. And if it's 1, 2, 3 days, his servants are just taking care of his parents. And he doesn't show up. And for 3 days they're waiting. Where's my son? And he's not around. He's my servant to take care of you. Is that called COVID? Zok techaves levavis. The same exact thing. Someone does avoid this Hashem. His arms are involved. His legs are involved. His lips are involved. Where are you? Where are you? Where's the son? The mind and the heart don't show up. That's the COVID. That's you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ikris chosim en ha-sefer. Ikris chosim en ha-sefer. This is the tchilas dvorim of an Yid who, okay, he brings his lev and his seichel into every mitzvah. He's mizboinim. He prepares before. So his heart, mind, frat b'tfila, it's avoyda shebelev. But by all mitzvahs, even by chesed, by this person, he realizes the maisa chesed is not the ikar, it's the midas a chesed. Midas, the whole world of midas is all part of building the person's olam pnimi. What are the midas that are going on beyond the maisa chesed they're doing? What are you feeling? What are you feeling for Yenim? That's the first prat of the Sugim Primus, but the Emes, it's a whole another emphasis on the Hadgosha, which in the Sugim Primus, besides Primus just being an emphasis to also have your Lev and your Machshava being involved, it's Be'emesh Moshtifer of Olbe in the beginning of Alashar, Shtel's in the Lashon of the Chavis Lavavis. When the Chavis Lavavis introduces the whole world of Chavis Lavavis, he doesn't only point out that the heart is involved, he points out, stress is very stark, that you're being over Hashem with a chelik that's ain't near it. He calls avoid the tzvuna. He stresses very clearly that the point is it's something that's hidden, it's not apparent. In other words, the sugya of primis is not only to have my lev also involved, and to have also my seichel also involved in the hanochas tefillin, in the tefillin. It seems like the ikar place where a person is supposed to be goyver Hashem is supposed to be inside, dafka, where it's not apparent, and it's not exposed, and it's not nikar to people mibachutz. Bekerev kedoshim tiskadosh. The ikar place where Talmud Chochem and Oyver Hashem is Oyver Hashem Ba'atzim is Dafka in his inner world. In the Sugyas of Pnimius, we spoke about this. For this, you need to be able to Ba'atzim open up your Oylam HaPnimi, which is so difficult for someone in the modern generation. It's always something that doesn't come always so naturally to many people. But B'frat, today's day and age where everyone lives on the outside. What does it mean, live on the outside? Again, we're being Mekatzer, it's not fear, we're being Mekatzer. The Sugyas Shleim, which we spoke about, being Mekatzer. Live on the outside is most people, their whole line of life is only when something is shared with the outside world. I have a maisa, I'm doing something. Most people, from the second they wake up, actually for the first 10 minutes you wake up, you're a little bit brain dead. You know, nothing's going on. So, but from the second you go into shul, let's say, and you start davening, and everyone is davening, then you come home, you're either talking to your wife, talking to Chavrusa, and today we have a brilliant thing called a cell phone. But the second you get out, even if you're on the way to Shir for 5 minutes, you're also talking on the cell phone. And when you're on the way to the bus, you're also talking on the cell phone. So even your whole entire life, your whole day, you're constantly interacting with other people. You're constantly interacting with other people. That is not the Olam HaPnimi. Olam HaPnimi is between me and myself. A person is actually supposed to live in the Olam HaPnimi. The zikr destination where things experience, life experiences, Torah and mitzvahs, hanochas tefillin is supposed to be happening in my mind and my heart. My first seder is supposed to be in a certain way happening in my mind and heart. You have to work that out because a lot of first seder has to be speaking. But at the end of the day, where first seder is supposed to be chal is by me. A person who has an oilim panini, he's supposed to have the ability that the second he thinks of something, or a kapanim when he comes up with a good machshava, whether it's in Yonei Torah, whether it's in Yonei Musar, whether it's in Yichochmas Oilam. He's supposed to have the ability to maybe keep it inside. He doesn't have to feel the other need right away to go share with people because that's an Adam Chitzoini. An Adam Chitzoini, he doesn't have an Oilam Pnimi. It's not Chal. Nothing happened. Nothing registers unless he did something with it. He told somebody something with it. He gave a vad with it. He wrote a Dvar Torah to it. No, an Oilam Pnimi has a whole world mibafnim. That's what it means. Avoy Ditzvuna. That's what it means, avoid the shein in yours. That is, be'etzem, the way the Torah is supposed to be, miskayim, and that's the etzem surah of Hayid. Again, kitzer nimwitz mamish. Al koponim, this is the way this person lives, and this is the way he looks at the world. He lives himself, and he looks at everything from a pnimis dik oifen. Al testak al bekankan el mashayishbo. He sees other people, he doesn't right away get impressed exactly what color hat they're wearing, what color shoes they're wearing. He sees beyond that. He sees a very person that looks like he's very frum davening Shemoneh Esrei. He might not get this pnimis dik. A person won't necessarily get right away totally mushpa on what he sees. He sees to the pnim. And this is be'etzem the true tzura of all terms. Just take one example for a second. We're handling now the Mishkan. Mishkan the Beis HaMikdash. What was the ikar of the Mishkan the Beis HaMikdash? What was the ikar? There were so many pratim which are learning Chumat, Tzava, Yaakov, Akudei, and all the Kliya Mishkan. In the Seder, the Binyan Mishkan, Protim at Ein Tzoyf. But what was the Ikar of the Mishkan? You look in Chazal, the Ikar of the Mishkan wasn't the outside of the Mishkan. The Ikar of the Mishkan was the Avoyed of Klal Yisrael, the Levavois, the hearts of Klal Yisrael. B'shachanti b'soyichom. The Truma we had this past week, the Truma wasn't a campaign like we have today. Today we have campaigns. They were very chitzayinistic. Shreemeh. The campaign needed a divas alev because if people were just giving money and they weren't giving their heart, then there wouldn't be a Mishkan. It can't be a Mishkan. A Mishkan is not just money. A Mishkan is not just a beautiful binyan. It's lev zoktagoyim. It's lev of Klal Yisrael. It's a pasuk in Shir Hashirim, come on. Mekovoy kesef, rifidosoy zov, toichoy rotzuf ava, mibnois yushim, mibnois Yisrael. Mibnois Yisraelim state, sorry, mibnois Yisraelim. State in Rashi, that means that's Klal Yisrael. It's Klal Yisrael's Ava. That was the content, the real content of the Mishkan. It wasn't just the Kesef and the Zav. Ha'kedekach, we find Bichur Bonoi, Chazal, Gemara in Sanhedrin, Tzadik Zayin on Beis, Nefesh Chaim is Marach in this. That you weren't able to destroy the Beis HaMikdash. You can't just come and destroy the Beis HaMikdash. What, Nebuchadnezzar and Titus want to destroy, you can't destroy the Beis HaMikdash. It had to be the Klal Yisrael. The Gemara says over there, Kemach Tchina Tachanta. You grind already a ground Beis HaMikdash. What does it mean, Zokta Nefesh Chaim? The Torah says, Klal Yisrael's avoid and the premium stick of matzah and Klal Yisrael, they weren't holding where they were supposed to be holding. So man, the Beis HaMikdash is irrelevant. That's when the Beis HaMikdash could be destroyed. Just one seer, one chelik of Torah, how everything is totally impremius. We could be marach, we weren't marach, we spoke all winter's marach, I think it was it every year. Impremius, you could talk at in gvul, there's no gvul in the sugi premius. After Kol HaNemar, someone who starts working on premius, opens up the sugi of premius, each one kefi erkoi. What happens is, there's a tremendous tendency, a command automatic tendency, is that everything starts to become only about premius. And now the chitzonistic world is not teufis any makom. What happens is, not only the chitzonistic world, which is the treifa world of neon lights, the world that you see numbers, dollar signs, and the world where you see colors, not only that's not teufis makom, the chitzonistic world of the ruchniistic world, of the world of avoid of Torah and mitzvahs, also starts not to be important. Because harei l'chayra, the ikar, the truth is, the ikar, which just came out, is taka, what's going on in a person's hearts and minds. What's going on beyond the flesh and bone, beyond the exterior. That's what we just shtel davek. We don't really care about the exterior. So memela, there's really no mokoim to the exterior. And this is a fatal mistake. I'm first going to say the agdor, and we're going to get to it. Avoga says, in hasoga, which means in machshov and limud, when you learn about conceptually about things, Pnimius is the ikar. Pnimius is the ikar. Chitzonius is much less. It's very tawful. But in Maisa, the way you go Maisa, you execute, you work, Chitzonius, use a scary word, is almost ikar. It's almost more ikar than Pnimius. Let's see. Let's open up this again. One of the first things, the tendency to make a mistake, also it's not, this mistake is natural. This is an automatic mistake, is that a person starts to think and says, how much significance does dress have in the Torah's eyes? Dress, how you dress. Does it make a difference how a person dresses? There's a certain way Haredim, religious people dress, and there's a certain way non-religious play. There's a certain way, let's go over to another category, B'nai Torah dress, and not a Ben Torah dresses. There's a certain way a Talmud Chochem dresses. It's even harder than a Ben Torah. Does it really make a difference? Do I have to dress, quote-unquote, yeshivish? What exactly does Shiva Shevo can figure out what they decide? Could be Vachal Vikuch. Is there any Indian Bechlam that addresses Yeshivish? If let's say B'nai Yeshiva go around with a hat and jacket, is there any significance for me to wear a hat and jacket? No. Or do I say, the Iker is, I'm an Oivet Hashem very seriously. I mean, if I daven a 45 B'nitch Man Esri, and then a guy davens for 2 minutes, is he better than me because he wears a hat and jacket? Obviously not. As we just said before, hat and jacket, that guy's totally chitzonis. His hat and jacket, he's not davening kamat. He's saying the words, but he's not there. So, is there any for me to wear a hat and jacket in the street, even wear a hat and jacket when I daven? Is there any problem with me going around in jeans? Making a haircut, wearing long hair? I mean, let's say I want to mekayim all the mitzvahs behidur, with all the kavonis in the world, then I'll come around. What's the problem? L'chorah, if you look at it strictly from the world of Pnimius, Rachmona Liba Boy, it's right. What's the difference? Who cares about what you dress and how you dress? For instance, this sugyas again, I don't know, is there any Indian, people say, is there Indian, someone says somebody, a guy like you shouldn't be riding a bike to yeshiva. A guy like you shouldn't, is he coming from anywhere? Is there something? I'm putting it in my mamuzga now. I'm not talking about the maisa. Like, we're not talking about the maisa. A person has to always know where he's holding. The question is it a shayla b'chlal? Is someone saying something? Is it something like that? Many times people come and say that hanhaga chitzoni doesn't pass. Is that a Torah dikah thing or no? These people are chitzoni dikah thing. So the answer is all over the Torah. You see, the Torah gives tremendous significance to dress. And the best example, one of the best examples is this coming week's parsha. Parsha Tetzaveh. There's a whole long parsha about Big Day Kohen Gadol. Let's learn up for a few minutes the sugya of Big Day Kohen Gadol. Kohen Gadol, Kohen Hedid has to wear 4 begodim, stafka, specific begodim, they have all kinds of protim, and a Kohen Gadol has to wear 8 begodim. If a Kohen Gadol doesn't wear the Big Day Kuna, what happens? Furish Asugis and Chas, the answer is, he's Mechalel Avoida. The Avoida he did is puzzle. It's as if it doesn't do anything. It's not a Lerotzen, it doesn't do anything. Zokti Gemara in Zvachim. Kohanim calls man Shebigdeyim Aleihem Kunosam Aleihem. Calls man She Ain Bigdeyim Aleihem Ain Kunosam Aleihem. Part and parcel of being a Kohen is dressing with a Big Day Kuna. Let's try to figure it out for a second. Forget about Aron HaKohen. We have no Tfisa in Aron HaKohen. Let's take the Chavetz Chaim. Maybe, I don't know if we have a Tfisa in the Chavetz Chaim. Let's try to take the Chavetz Chaim. Maybe we have a Tfisa. Chavetz Chaim is coming to be even in the Beis HaMikdash. I can't get any holier than that. I can't imagine a holier person in the world. If he's missing one mitznefes, he's missing one prat of the Big Day Kuna, his avoida with all his kavanas, with all his tire, can't hurt a person. Malach Elikim. His avoida is worth absolutely nothing. Nothing. Why? What happened to Rachmana Liba boy? What happened to Kavonas? What happened to him? So someone might tell me, okay, I understand. The Big Day Kahuna was some in Yonim Skulium, in Yonim Gvoyim. We're talking about the Beis HaMikdash. We're talking about something that's a Hecher Zach. What does the Pasuk say? Read the Pasuk. Chutei Shamikra. What is it? What is it? Likavoid Uli Sephoris. Look in the Pasuk. That's what it says. The Big Day Kahuna, the Pashup Shara Big Day Kahuna were. That's what's befitting and beholding of an Eved of a Melech. Someone who serves in the king's palace, they have to dress with splendor and glory. That's what the Pasuk says. The Pasuk's not saying it's calling Yonim splendor and glory. If you're a Rosh Hashiva, you got to wear a frock. That's what it's saying. And if the Kohen Gadol and the Chafetz Chaim doesn't wear his frock, whatever the Kodesh Baruch Hu, his avoid is possible. Why? Why? Shteita. That the way person, first thing, the chitzonis dik world makes a difference. The way a person dresses is part and parcel of who he is, and it's mashpian who he is, and if a kohen doesn't dress l'kovod l'safaris, he can't be a kohen. Let's try and understand why. The answer is like this. The answer is, although Pnimius is moridic, and Pnimius is about the world of the nefesh and the neshama, and realizing that the seichel and the moyach of the person, leiv, although the ikra of the person, both forgetting, we spoke about this last week, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us in this world. Don't forget this, don't ever forget this. There's two parts of us. There's a guf, a behamas dik guf. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a shidduch that will never ever separate. And the shamas, all of our geis, the kedusha, all of the nefesh and the shama and the moyach and the leiv, for sure, they're definitely physical. They're connected 100% to a base guf, a body, a human being, a body. And that body, listen to very good this dick line, is extremely impressionable. Extremely impressionable means it takes impressions. It is affected 100% about what's going on in this world. It lives in this world, and it's affected on what's going on in this world. So let's take the most simple example, Lavush. What is Lavush? Lavush is, whether you like it or not, how you present yourself to the outside world. The Chafetz Chaim could be Kaddish from here until who knows where. But if he goes on to Swiss Airlines and a Swiss stewardess sees him, he doesn't know who the Chafetz Chaim is. She's going to judge the Chafetz Chaim exactly what clothes he's wearing. If the Chafetz Chaim was wearing a bandana and he had a chup like who knows where, she's going to say, this is a prosta guy. That's what she's going to say. That's what she's going to say. If the Chafetz Chaim presents himself as a prosta person, Chas v'Shalom, that means he's okay to identify himself in this world as having shaychus to how he presents himself. That means he himself, he can't ignore it, he himself has a shaychus to how he presents himself. It's not possible, it's impossible to ignore. The way you present yourself is the way you are going to be perceived in this world. Memela, you know you live in this world, and that means you also have a shaychus to the way you're presenting yourself. That means you are okay with that chelik of that in a certain gevissa matzav. It's impossible to ignore. This is the basic idea of Lavush. The way we're stelling a vek, Lavush, it's not an inyan from Frumkeit, and the so chashm is nefashas to understand. It's not an inyan from Frumkeit. People say, it's the Frumachs who say this. It's a person who doesn't give proper concentration to Lavush. You should excuse me, but he's a tippish. He doesn't understand the human being. He makes the human being half of a person. That's what he's making the human being. He's making the human being a nefesh and a neshama, and he's taking away the guf from the person. He's basically saying, yeah, you don't have to take in mind the guf of the person. You don't understand the human being. A human being is two parts. He's a nefesh, he's a lev, he's a seichel, but he's also a guf which lives in an exterior world and is 100% mushpa by what's going on the outside. This is where the chashivas of chitzonis comes in. We must be goyrus to chitzonis the world, and we'll see soon, you must give it a certain chashivas. Let's take another tzir. It's the same tzir that we're talking about now. It's the same tzir. The same sugya, not the same tzir. I'm saying it's the same shurisha sugya. When a person wants to work on avoida, where should he put his ikar koyach in avoida? Should he work on the kavona of the mitzvah, or should he work on the maisa mitzvahs? What should he work on? If you're about to go work on being a masmid, we spoke about being a masmid a little bit, holding and learning. What should you ikar work on? Havonas ha-sugya, the depth of the sugya, kedushas ha-Torah. You could learn Barber, that will tell you havonas ha-sugya, and kedushas ha-Torah, you could learn nefesh ha-chayim, and you can learn the Ramchal and Shara Torah. Well, no, you're going to say, I have to work on what it means, the physical outside structure, what it means being a masmid. I have to go and make sure I get my body, one of my 300 pounds, into the base medrash 9 to 115. What am I going to work on for? What's more chashuv? So a person says, like I said before, I've seen people who are in the base medrash and the inside is gone. They're not there. That's the same sugya I said last week. I said now. Where does the mistake come from that I said before? Where does the people who ki'ilu, they taina, it doesn't make a difference how I dress. It comes from the same thing. They've met many people in life who were the other extreme. They met parents and rabbeim and people who only gave an emphasis on the chitonis. So they said, that's not Yiddishkeit. And they're right, that's not Yiddishkeit. People who only give an emphasis on the chitzonis, that's not Yiddishkeit. So they say, okay, I'm not gonna care what clothes I wear, I'm just gonna have a long shmada yesterday. You're right to one extent. You hit something yikr, but you're missing the other chitzonis that come out of the person. The same exact thing is with maisa mitzvahs. You're right, in maisa mitzvahs, there's a certain pchelik achoshev that's choshev in the kavonis of mitzvah. But you're half of a person if you're not taking into account, maybe less than half a person, the outside chitzonis deka maisi ha-mitzvah. This nekud in the Nefesh HaChaim was marachan, was one of the yisoidus of Sefer Nefesh HaChaim. Nefesh HaChaim is marach. After talking about how great the person is, how big the Adam is, how the Adam can be mashpia, kedusha, and kol olamos, and how a lot has to do with the kavonis of the person. Zokta Nefesh HaChaim at the end of Shara, Perchov Beis, he says, b'chas v'sholom, Chas v'sholem, to understand that b'meila the ikr is going to become only the kavonis, and meila a person doesn't have to start. This is the same sugya we're talking about. When you start learning too much Nefesh HaChaim, the beginning of the parak, you start only concentrating on the kavonis of the mitzvahs, and you start slowly being mezalzel in the ma'aseh mitzvahs. I've had this all the time. I have people who work on tefillah, and they're so into understanding the havana of the tefillah. There's so much of a chelik of working on tefillah, of the halacha of the tefillah. The halacha of the tefillah, coming on time to davening, is the first thing that you have to work on. You're busy working on havona, hakaras hatoyv takadosh baruch hu. Start with the aleph beis. The aleph beis is come on time. Wash your hands for davening. It's makif to wash your hands for davening. How you start working on all the groceries, soydis and tefillah, before you don't have the chitzonis of tefillah. You're making a mistake in the Nefesh HaChaim. I see there are people who, they're not medacting in davening with the minyan. Davening with the minyan, there's a lot of madrigas, but mi'ikra din means you're supposed to start showing essay more or less together with the tzibur. There are people are taking the time, this, that. I'm not catching you. I'm just saying, you're missing a large part of the tefillah. Zoch the Nefesh HaChaim. Nefesh HaChaim says, even though we said that kavona is what's mala the mitzvah, but he says that's only after you worked on the Maisa Mitzvah.
Oy le mi u le mi le fisha rosha lav khas shalom iz a mitzva oy lit khos shum prot mi prati a meise las iz me gras av dik tuk echad mi divre soif im le shan iz man khas be shalom Zmoshen iz u kesh me kaim im ish yisro mitzvas kroy af im lo yichaven yichaven means kavonos not kavon lo shem mitzva kavonos the mechuvan of the mitzvah וגם לא ידע כלל טעמי המצווה, זה סוי דס כוונוס. וכוונוס שם, אם כל זה נסקיימו המצווס, ויסוקנו על ידי המלומוס, ויסרע בהם קדוש ואור, בכל מצווה לפי שייטה מקור ויניונה, שכך גובה הבורי יסבורך שמו היטיבו של הלומוס. המצווה עצמו, אוי למי עצמו לפו פולוס המיוחלוי. ומי שזיכה יסבורך, once you have down the mice and mitzvah in the chitzoniest dick apart, then you could start working on the chelik of Kabbalah, the chelik of Kavonis, that's only after. But the Aleph comes the Maisya Mitzvah. Later on in Prokim, in the chelik of the Prokim, it's the, between Shard Gimel and Shard Dalid, he calls about, very sharp, the Shchaim spoke very sharp, he says clearly, he says, this Mahalich of only being putting an emphasis on the premiest, the chelik of the Mitzvahs, he calls it a derech of Eish, and it could bring a person out of Vadin, Teichel Chas V'Shalom. A person could totally start wooing and being ma'avis, the whole tzuros hakim and mitzvahs, and he says this even by tefillah. And more, he brings this mamish to smosha by tefillah. Tefillah is lachor the spitz avoid the shebelev. People make this mistake so much time by tefillah. Avoid the shebelev. Everything's about the heart, and it's talk about the heart. When you're learning chavis levavis, you see how much he's madgish not to make lip service, to know what you're saying, to be holding in the lev of the tefillah, and that's true. There's no question. It's very important to start working on tefillah, but again, don't get caught up the other way. Zok to nevesh chayim. He says, when I say the ikar is the maisa, he calls it the ikar. When I say the ikar is the maisa, it's not only by maisa's mitzvahs, by you have to do an action. If you have all the kavonis in the world, if you're not choytech the milim besvosov, it's as if you didn't daven. Go back and daven again. You could have a yid, a kaddish. Kedusha, the entire world. He wasn't choytech the tzvosav of tefillah. He's missing the basic part of tefillah. He's missing the basic part of tefillah. Hagam shavadai, machsheves adam lo'oilu lamala rosh b'olamos elyonim. But this is always, like I said before, that's only after you were yitzah ma'isa. This is the same exact sugya that we opened up. Pnimius is everything in a certain way. Pnimius is Moridik. To be emesdik, to be with the ikar chelik of the mitzvahs, which is Rachman Aliba boy, or be vachi chav and liba l'shamayim. But chas v'shalom to forget, that's after you have the outside, that's after you have the chitzonius. Chitzonius also has an ikar. It sounds strange. In the beginning, when a person tries to become shtark and gets into Yiddishkeit and Torah and Avodah, and he tries to touch the shun, the chitzonis, the world. That's correct. Because that's the world of neon lights. But you have to realize there's a chitzonis shebe kedusha. There's a chitzonis dek of a shebe kedusha. And you can't ignore that. And that's kodesh, and that's an equal part of atzloch and avodas Hashem. I'm reading a little bit now from Ali Shor, Chelet Beis, page Tov Peches. It's the same thing come out, we said. He brings from Rabbeinu Seif, Rabbeinu Yoyner, and Sefer Ayura. It's a Sefer that's written at the end, printed at the end of Shari Tshuva, for Rabbeinu Yoyner. Who betfilosoi, im yushuv, lo yismai chachamah. When you sit in tefillah, you should sit upright. You shouldn't be leaning back. Lo yimoyte litzdodim, der gaiva, el yoyshei, roishei kofuf, shlo yira pnei hayoyshev negdi chutz larba amoyzov. Correct of Obel, same thing we asked before. Ma ichbas la kodesh baruch hu im nishonah b'shas tefillah. Kadosh Baruch Hu really makes a difference how you're sitting. You're sitting a relaxed way, you're not sitting a relaxed way. What's the difference if your head is straight or not? Just have the halak of kavanas, that's all you have. What does it make a difference? What does it make a difference? Ach bodu kumunuse, ki me advorim hachitzoinim eila, tluye gam kavanas atfila vatzlochosa. Your inner world, it's a Siamese twin of your outer world. That's what we're saying this whole night. It can't go one without the other. Your inner world and needs your outer world. You can't ignore it. Hare basoga, this is the line I said before. Hare asoga, when you're trying to understand conceptually things, panemius is ikar. Va'avoida ha'chitzoynis is ikr. It's a ma'at l'loshin nefesh ha'chayim. The ma'isi ha'mitzvahs are ikr. Zel mamish kemivhi shematzinu gives a moshon. Wine. If you put wine in a kli cheres, it makes the wine better. If you put the wine in kli zov, gold, with silver kalim, it spoils. Why should kalim affect the wine? Look at what type of wine it is. We got the chvesin and spitz wine from this winery. Because you put in a certain cleach effect, the wine will say, look at the wine. The ikar is the wine. The ikar is the wine. There it's his name. That's why Kadosh Baruch Hu made it. Kachu. Tiv ha-toichin toli bekelim anachoinim. You could have the best lave, and you could have the best mind, and it could be so pure, and you could work on your midas. But if you ignore the outside world, which means you leave your outside chelik, that it's not compatible, it's not set up in a way that it matches, it doesn't match your inner world, it's going to end up affecting your inner world. It's not going to be pulling the proper way. And you can't say it doesn't make a difference. You can't say, no, I'm telling you, it's mashpi on you. If you on the outside look like a relaxed person, you can't say, oh, I'm still standing in front of the melech with the full shlemus. It's not the way it works. And now he says the sikum of what we all spoke about tonight. Gam ha'pnimis tuli b'chitzonis. Al zeh, heitziv sefer ha'chinuch, esa yisoid, one of the biggest yisoid is the mitzvahs in sefer ha'chinuch, which talks about the time of mitzvahs, is achri ha'maisim yishbichu ha'levovus. That means, the levovus is ikr. But the maisim, hey, have the access. They have the access to your lave. You can't ignore the maisim. So you have to put a tremendous amount of diktuk and precision in maisim mitzvahs. Amisiyasharam kosev gam, ki mitnua chitzoynis ma'ures ha'pnimis. Toz gdoila, this is the kuda that we're coming for. Toz gdoila, toyim ha'yikorim, ha'medamim shavuidas Hashem ha'ikris, hiliskois l'pnimis. It's a toz, Dr. Volba. People think the whole thing of Hashem is pnimis. Ve'ein lahakbid kol kach ha'chitzoynis. Listen to what they're saying. They're not saying makbid b'chalal. They're just saying it's not as important. They may makbid a little bit. They're also making a toz. You have to equally be makbid on the chitzoynis as the pnimis. אנחנו חייבים ומוכרחים לבנות ברכבנו עולם פנימי, כי על כן יש לנו נשמה קדושה. אבל כמו כן, אנחנו חייבים ומוכרחים לבנות גם עלינו החיצוני, כי יש לנו גוף שצורך לקדשוי ולעמידוי לפני המלך הגדול. אבל וירא, גוף ונשמה, רבי has a mahalach there that av is more, the primis of the person, yira, yira shamayim, yira sachet, is built the outside world of the person. So Av and Yira, the balance of Av and Yira, the balance of Guf and Neshama, the balance of Primachim, and Mishneim Yachrad Nivne Odom Hashem. That's the sugi we want to build tonight. It's another example of the sugi of balance. Pnimius is Iker, and Enechanami, the Yidin, Bayem, all of them, the whole Yiddishkeit is all about lip service, is all about how loud you hear their words, and all about what brand suit they have, and what brand cat they have. Yeah, and all about their connections in the outside world, in the oilam kilu, the quote unquote yeshivish world. Avada, that's a skeleton without a neshama. It's a goof below neshama. That's avada. Now we're heading. Avada, you have to have pnimis, and you have to build your pnimistic world, and you have to build a world that be'etzem keeps on looking about what's going on the inside. And in the beginning originally, taka machzavek a little bit from the outside world. That's when you want to build on the pnimi. But then afterwards, and maybe together, you have to build the chashivas for the outside world. Don't forget about that. That's what is so chashiv. But my muzger, just have to say this in the gear, I'm saying stop. But we spoke about the outside world. Since the chashivas of the outside world is because, sorry, our outside appearance and our building our outside structures because of the outside world. So adin noisin that the more the influence in the outside world is more chitzoni, then you have to be makbid more on the outside world. We always say this over. We always say people make a mistake. People think when they move back to America, as Hashem, people should stay here forever. But those who move back to America think, oh, okay, now for sure I could be more makel in how I dress on the outside. I always say, Mamash, I'm going to stop. Mamash, forget it. If anything, a guy didn't wear a hand and jacket when he was in Eretz Yisrael. When he goes to America, he has to wear a hand and jacket. If anything, a guy, when he didn't wear, sits us out, a guy who was maybe let certain machines and his technology in his house, if anything, the kol shekain more when he goes back to America, he more has to be makel. Very simple. This is it. Because the influence, the impressions that there is in the outside world are so much more in America. To be able to hold pnimius, to be able to hold on to your inner side and say, No, my outside side is going to go along with this. It's so much harder there. Because the entire Chitzonis Dikur world is pulling with very strong, very, very strong ropes the other way. So you have to even more so build your Chitzonis Dikur outside thing. Not as frumkeit. Chochma. What we spoke about tonight is just to be a chacham. Don't be frum, be a chacham. Realize what a human being is. Those who didn't understand what a mensch is, they only try to live in a loyme pnimi, and they either failed or they're worse. That's what they were nichshol and chatoyim, and they came and they went did bad things. A human being, half of a human being, is the pnimistic world. You need the pnimi and the chitzoni. When you start putting emphasis on the pnimis, you have to measure with chitzonis, and then you have to go back, because all of a sudden you start putting a little bit on chitzonis, and then you drift away from the pnimis. We spoke about that all man. That's not a taina. Tell me, I'm going to put on the chitzonim, move to pnimi. Yeah, that's what they. That's a bitch. Speaking about the whole zman, rotzei v'shov. It's that. You have to constantly emphasis on pnimis, also on chitzonis. It affects each one. Zok to volba b'shnei yachad nivne odam hashalom.